with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
So, I ask you this question. What do you reckon the Spice Girls and COVID-19 have in common?
Oh, I don't know.
They're both the catchiest.
Yeah.
Yep.
The catchiest.
A 2017 viral? Study determined that the Spice Girls song, this one, in case you need a picture.
If you want to be my lover,
right.
You gotta get with my friends.
Is the catchiest song of the past 50 years.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And obviously you would say that, you know, COVID is also a surprise viral hit, as
yeah,
you suggested.
It is.
But there you go. As far as I know, that's the end of the connections between the two.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I know, you can't get vaccinated from the Spice Girls.
No.
And
why would you want to?
No, that's right. And I'm fairly
bring
certain,
it on.
I'm fairly certain none of them are bats either.
No, but Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I find that fascinating. I find that they've done that research, and this is in a world where, by the way, this song exists.
Oh, don't.
I know, but how is that? How is that less catchy than, I don't know, maybe we're just happy being caught.
It's not so annoying, you know. It's catchy and you're like, you don't mind it. That's in your head and you just want to hit your head against the wall until it leaves your mind.
That's true. I suppose.
So if you'll excuse me. Good morning.
Made it to Thursday.
We did.
We're going to be talking football with Malcolm Blight this morning.
That's right. All about the footy that's on this weekend. Have we got a Thursday night game this week? Is
you
that back on?
I haven't even
no.
looked.
No.
But there has been a gap.
No, there's not.
Not another one. There
no.
you go.
They don't believe in Thursday night footy anymore.
I thought they're trying to get as much football in just in case things get disrupted, but apparently not.
Not anymore.
Flora or Fauna back on board. Lots of good things to talk about today.
Yes.
Do you know who the richest sporting person in the world is?
I think it's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Conor McGregor.
Oh.
Mixed martial arts superstar was the world's highest paid athlete in 2020. Not what I imagined.
No.
Especially given he only had one fight.
Yeah, that was an expensive fight.
He won it for sure. Like no, but he raked in around $233 million Aussie dollars.
Wowee.
But earnings were boosted obviously by commercial ventures.
Mm.
So he earned about $28.5 million from his fight, but most of his pay packet came via, obviously, business activities, including the sale of his Proper 12 whiskey brand.
Proper 12.
Proper 12. That sounds like a whiskey brand if ever I've heard one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Getting
into some variety of alcohol is not a bad idea if you're looking to make a little bit of cash.
Mm. Oh, it helps if you're famous first.
Well, sure. Probably. It's a minor point. Anyway, that's my new business venture. I'm making whiskey.
Okay.
All right. Meantime, Ellen is calling time on her show.
Yes.
Given the way, I mean, look, things didn't go all that well for her last year.
I'm surprised she brought it back, to be honest. It was kind of a good end. Well, not a good end, but it
no,
was
it would have been
a good point to end it.
I suppose you want to go out on a bit of a high if you can.
I
so
suppose.
Come back, pull it back from the jaws of defeat and then go, okay,
then
I'm going out on my own terms. You know what I can't get over in amongst all of this is the show's been running for nearly 20 years.
Mm. Yeah.
What happened in those 20 years? Next year, the final season will be the 19th year it's on the air. That's that's very impressive.
It is. She had a good run, that's for sure.
You know, if you play your cards right, we could still be doing this in 20 years.
Well, goodness me, wouldn't be a nightmare?
Don't look at me with that look of horror. You know what, so she announced it on her show.
Yeah.
But she's sitting down with Oprah.
I know, ironically. Does Oprah even still run her show? That's
what
I'm thinking.
Know.
I don't think Oprah has her show anymore. She just gets these big interviews whenever she feels like it.
She had a network, didn't she?
Probably. I don't
know. Like,
no
she
idea.
Left her show and she started the O Network.
Oh, there you go. So she
but
just
then, I don't know if that's still
shows.
Going. Like, that was like a, it was like its own Netflix, the
I feel
O
like
Network
she just
or something.
Does whatever she wants. And then if someone wants an interview, she's like, sure, I'll interview you.
So, anyway, Oprah and possibly Harry and Meghan also sitting down with Ellen, I think,
they'll
all
sit
in the
down
one.
With her, yep.
That'd make it the guaranteed rating success that it's going to be.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right.
Yes, our AFL aficionado, premiership coach and player Malcolm Blight is here with special comments this morning. Howdy.
Good morning.
Hey, Nikki DeMello. Hey, guys. How are you going?
Very well. And can we ask, how are you going? How'd the tips go for you last week?
look, I only got 8 out of 9. I'm sorry I missed one, but you know, that's the way it is.
Well, look.
Look, if you eventually had to get some right.
Nikki, sorry, though. I didn't hear that static. Static. What was static then?
Oh, never mind.
No. Okay.
Now, look, before we get into to your prognostication for the next week, can we just briefly talk Willie Rioli? I mean, he was charged with one count of possession after being found by a sniffer dog.
Willie or won't he is the problem.
That's exactly right. Well, I saw some interesting headlines out of all of this, but he's received no conviction. But I guess the question is, what do you reckon the Eagles should do and what do you reckon they are going to do here?
Yeah, look, he's still got the suspension hanging over him from the last time. Look, I was a great believer. I reckon American baseball gets it right. Once, twice, three times, you're out.
Yep.
So he's had a couple of strikes, hasn't he? And just the verbiage coming from the Eagles was it didn't sound good for him to continue there. That's just me reading between the lines, which would be sad. However, there are some rules we've got to abide by, and they're called the laws of the land.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess, too, I mean, the Eagles don't want to mess around. Like, I mean, they've already, you know, they don't want to mess around with situations like this, with drugs, like whatever they are, you know, that's a place they don't want to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I know he hasn't received a conviction, but there's a terrible little smell about the whole thing, isn't there?
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, we'll watch and see.
Yes. Now, tomorrow, no Thursday night games. What's going on? We had it for
I want Thursday night games back, please.
So do I.
Can you write to the AFL, Gil McLaughlin and the commission?
Look, I feel like...
Thursday night. I want you guys. I want Nikki and DeMello to start a whole new program.
I feel like you may have a little more pull than us, but, hey, we'll give it a go.
I'll write to the ombudsman. I'll see what we can do. So it's
good.
Saints versus a nuggety. A nuggety, John.
Nuggety.
They were.
They beat me last week, Geelong, one of my old teams. But, I picked Geelong to beat St Kilda this week. Should be a good game, though. I mean, the Saints are a bit hard to pick. But Geelong look as good with their new triple-headed forward line, you know, the big tools.
The triple-headed, they're monsters.
Is that a recruit we must have missed that recruit.
So pick Sunday, number one.
All right, so Sunday, Bombers hosted. Look, what we were just saying off air was a somewhat disappointing Freo after last week at Marvel. But Freo have a good chance on paper here, don't they?
Probably on paper, not on the ground. Yeah, no, that's what happens with young teams. Guys, you know that, but they're a bit inconsistent. I still enjoy listening to Justin Longmire's after-match commentary. I think he's I really do think he's on the right track. It's just going to take some time to get those kids to grow up a bit.
Yeah.
And, of course, Eagles also playing on Sunday. They're taking on Adelaide. What do you reckon?
No, they're fine. They'll win quite comfortably. Not a problem. And always another triple header, Oscar Allen, Jack Darling, Josh Kennedy, the triple headed forward line again, they'll go very well.
All right.
Well, we'll see if you can improve on the eight.
Yeah, 9 out of 9 this week, maybe.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for the perfect score. It's very hard to do, you know. I do it about every 33 years, by the way.
So you're about as consistent as Haley's Comet, I think you'll find.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Nice.
In fact, the last time Haley came through, it wasn't a comet.
I don't know what that means. Malcolm Blight, till next week. Thank you, sir.
Good on you, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Pride in Peel kick off the Ida Hobbit Day celebrations, which is the, well...
Nothing to do with hobbits.
No, it's not. It sounds like it, but I can't help but say it. Like, that's what the letters spell out.
Ida Hobbit,
which stands for International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia and Transphobia. Now, the day itself is May 17, which is, what, Saturday? But the celebrations kick off with a karaoke night at Sunbreakers tonight.
Hey.
And you can get all the info. There's a family day. There's lots of stuff coming up through the period. And you can get all the info at prideinpeel.com.au.
Very nice.
Now, we're encouraged to spread our money around in May, which is being dubbed Supermarket Free Month. Apparently here in Australia, 70% of groceries are spent at the Big Two. And when you include Big W and Bunnings and the petrol deals and the liquor stores and the rest, they reckon almost a quarter of the Australian public's dollar is spent in the shops of one of the two big names.
Right.
So basically what they're saying is trying to, you know, encourage independence and help out locals and stuff.
Yep.
So be on the lookout for farmers markets and independence. There are options on that front. And also maybe this is the month to grow your own.
Grow some veggies or check out, what, Malibu Fresh.
There you go.
In Rockingham and Gilbert's this way. There's plenty of fresh veggie stores around.
Spudshed also keeps Spudshed, it local too. Yep. That's a good local option. So anyway, get into it. And did you know that May 13 is International Hummus Day?
Isn't just.
It is. So get some beans and tahini and lemon juice and garlic into your gut biome today, please.
All right, I'll try.
Yeah. The traditional way is probably best, though, yeah. Like eating it, I'm suggesting. Good idea.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
Live via satellite once again with entertainment news, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Ellen is coming to an end after 19 years.
The show.
Yes. Ellen DeGeneres has announced that her show will wrap up in 2022 after an impressive 19 seasons. Ellen will be sitting down with Oprah tomorrow, our time, to discuss the end of this era. Her staff reportedly only found out the decision on Tuesday, although Ellen says the decision had been made for quite a while now, saying that she was going to stop after season 16, adding that she's a creative person, and when you're a creative person, you constantly need to be challenged. This is why I decided to do the Oscars, why I decided to go back to stand-up when I didn't think I would. I just needed something to challenge me, and as great as a show this is, as fun as it is, I'm just not challenged anymore. So there you go.
Okay.
I think last year was pretty challenging for her.
Yeah, I was going to say, keep going. You get lots of challenges, but anyway.
Yep. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its inductees for the class of 2021. Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren.
Foo Fighters, okay. Yeah, what a cool collection.
Yeah. Are all inducted into the Hall of Fame this October, as well as LL Cool J, Billy Preston, the late guitarist Randy Rhoads for Ozzy Osbourne. And this year was the first year that Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and The Go-Go's were even appeared on the ballot. And
you're
they
right,
got in
it's
first
gonna be
time.
25 years or
yeah.
Whatever.
I can't believe some people nominated, you know, every year. They don't get in. They've just banged straight in.
I can't believe Carole King hasn't been inducted already. There you go.
There you go. Okay. So they'll be inducted in October officially.
Nice.
Kevin Hart has a new Netflix drama on the way called Fatherhood, about a widowed new dad who suffers from doubt, fear, heartache, and dirty diapers as he strives to raise his daughter. Here's the trailer.
Mr. Logan, Madeline doesn't have a mother to model after.
I am well aware of what my daughter doesn't have.
You think you can do this, but you can't.
No, man, you're right. I can't do it. But you know what? I'm going to do it because I'm a father.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, Fatherhood hits Netflix on, well, they say Father's Day weekend, June 18th. So that's from the US.
Right.
You may have heard the news earlier this week that Oprah and Prince Harry have a new TV show on the way about mental health. It's called The Me You Can't See. It's going to be on Apple TV from the 21st of May. And Katy Perry has a new song out tomorrow to celebrate Pokemon's 25th anniversary.
Another one from that collection.
Yes, all it's right. called Electric. This is the very short teaser, so here we go.
There it is. Short.
So tomorrow that one will be out.
I feel like it summed it up though.
Yeah.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.